Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. I promise you, you don't need to know your whole birth chart to change your life. You just need this one thing, and that is your North Node, because your North Node is the key to everything, whether it's the wealth, the peace, the confidence, the alignment, the dream life that you can't stop thinking about. Your North Node is the path and the portal. And if you have been diving into astrology and you've been reading your horoscope, obsessing over your big three, doing everything right, tracking transits and learning everything you can, but still feel like astrology is not working and your life is not changing, it might be because you're ignoring your North Node. It's not because you're wrong. It's not because you don't understand how this works or your birth chart is incredibly tricky or hard. It's not that. It's because you've been ignoring the most important part of your birth chart, because your North Node is an uncomfortable energy. Usually the first time that you see it, I have that with a lot of my clients. When I tell them about their North Node and what they're meant to embody, they usually say, "You're so right, but I hate it." And that is something that I want to walk you through, because your North Node is the energy that you were here to grow into. This is your evolution. This is truly the place and the point, the placement that is going to give you everything that you have ever desired, whether it's the relationships, the right opportunities, the right career. Your North Node is here to help you. It is your pathway. We have all of these different parts of your chart that you can look at to earn more money, to build your brand and the way that you want to market yourself. But none of that matters if your self-sabotaging habits are still keeping you stuck. And if you're not living your North Node, you're surviving in your South Node, because your South Node is directly opposite your North Node. And your South Node is the energies that you have mastered in a past life, also energies that you usually embody a lot when you are younger as a survival mechanism. But this is where you feel comfortable. This is the place of your chart where you go back to in moments of doubt. It is your survival self, because this is what you know. This is what you've been taught works. But your North Node is the energy that you need to live a life that is different than your past, to create a future where you're more in love with yourself and the way that you are living and creating a life that you actually want, instead of repeating the old cycles again and again. But we're going to do a deep dive into the South Node at another time, where I'm going to dive into these self-sabotaging habits with you. Today, I want to make sure that you learn to step into her first. And when I say her, I mean the version of you that walks, talks, and behaves like she already has everything that you desire. And when you look at your North Node, you will realize there will be a lot of emotions coming up. I had that with mine as well, because my North Node is in Leo in the third house. So for me, it is very important to take center stage, to speak up, share my truth, to connect with other people, to not be afraid to be seen trying to have a little bit of an ego and actually tap into my own desires, because I'm so used to just blending into the group and giving up every part of myself that I haven't learned what it means to be me, to have a self. I was always in the group. I was always them. I was always connected with the whole group instead of to myself. So that is something that I really needed to learn, and something that has really helped me in creating a business, relationships, friendships that I love and that are deeply fulfilling and in alignment with what I always wanted. Because when I was stuck in my South Node energy, I never felt accepted. I never felt seen. I didn't, like, I felt like I didn't want to exist. The life that I wanted to live was so far away from me, and the version that I was then just didn't feel right. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to change. So if you're in that space right now where you feel like it is just continuing, the patterns are repeating, these cycles are coming up again and again, and nothing is changing, that might be because you're stuck in your south node energy and you need to learn how to embody your north node. And your north node is so much deeper than just this is the energy. Like for me, Leo, this Leo energy, I have learned so much about the depth of Leo, especially in relationships as well, because a lot of times I will give up everything. I will do everything I can to make other people feel special, but I will never tell them what I need. And that is something that I needed to learn. I remember when I was in high school, we're doing this, let's imitate each other. And all of my friends were imitating each other with their like catchphrases and the things that were just typical for us. And when it came to me, nobody knew what to do. And that was because I made myself a blank canvas. People didn't know what to connect to me. There was nothing that made me me. Instead, I was just adaptable to anyone and anything. And that was a very key moment for me where I realized I needed to change something, because I realized I always wanted to. We had this friendship book where we would all write our dreams in, and we would write what's our favorite color and our favorite artist and all of these things to keep a record of what we liked at the time. And we also had a friendship book. I think that was in middle school or elementary school. And we had a friendship book, and you would write all of these things in, but there was also filled with what's your dream career. And my dream career wasn't a career, because I never knew what I wanted to do for a job. I never thought about a job that I wanted to do. Like, my dream was not having a job. My dream job was becoming a millionaire. And when I had that moment where people couldn't imitate me, when there wasn't something that was unique to me, I realized I needed to change something, because the life that I wanted to live, I wanted to move abroad, I wanted to have my own business, I wanted to build something. I also always wanted to be an actress. So that was all connected to having a personality, to showing myself, to taking charge of my life and not just being a background character, but that was what I was used to. So when I realized, okay, when I really went back into studying my birth chart and I learned about the North Node, and I decided to really create my own kind of astrology and my own system and the way that I do readings, I realized I needed to lean into my Leo North Node. And that means speaking up. This means being clear about my desires. Like, now I had this conversation with a friend like a while ago. She was texting me something to choose from. She was like, do you want to do that or this? And usually before that, when I was younger, I would always say whatever you want. But now I was like, she is asking you a question and she's giving you options. If she didn't want you to have options, and if she didn't want you to choose from these options, she would have just told you, I want to do this. Are you okay with that? So I consciously remind myself, it is okay for me to have a desire. It is okay for me to be clear, to speak up for what I want. It is okay for me to not just go along with what everybody else wants. And I feel like, especially as a woman, when you're seeing that Leo energy, you're like, what the fuck am I going to do with that? Like, I'm supposed to be bold. I'm supposed to be like in love with myself and the main character of my life. And that is something that I have learned to really focus on. Like, I am not ashamed anymore. If anybody would call me selfish, self-obsessed, which they haven't, but if they would, I would be like, yeah. And it is my life. This world revolves around me because I'm living in my world. I'm experiencing my world. Nobody else is in my body and in my head experiencing my world. So yes, I am self-obsessed. Yes, I am selfish because I am this whole entire universe. I am experiencing this world just from my perspective. So I'm going to focus on having a good time and creating the life that I want. And once I decided to tap into this energy, I went to theater class. I went to dance class. I did lots of things, pushing myself out of my comfort zone, making sure I sit at the front of the class, making sure that I take up space, that I speak up. And this has been a theme also in relationships. I've noticed that. Like before I really tapped into my North Node energy, the thing that people most complained about was always me not speaking up. And I have made this like my thing, realizing when something is not working and I'm like, something just feels off, I feel like I'm stuck somewhere, I will be like, okay, you need to ask yourself what you want, you need to talk about it, and you need to speak up. Like, you need to not just talk in your head or write it out, because that's what I love to do. I would love to journal and all of those things, but you need to speak up. You need to talk to other people about this. And I will now. I will now go to my friends. I will now go to my mom, to anybody in my life, and I will speak to them about it. And sometimes even from just speaking up, I will find the solution or something will shift. And that is going to be the same thing for you. Right now, you might be looking at your North Node and you might be like, what the fuck? That has nothing to do with me or who I want to be. And a lot of times that is because you don't really understand your North Node. It can just be that you have a misconception of the energy, because I've seen this, especially when we're looking at, for example, Cancer, and people will think, okay, a Cancer North Node, that means I need to be a mom. I need to take care of everyone around me. I need to be their emotional safe space. Like, that is what Cancer means. When in truth, Cancer is actually about creating safe space for you, making sure that you're not taking care of everyone around you. As a Cancer North Node, you had a lot of responsibility in your life when you were young and also in past lives. So you're used to being very responsible. You're used to cutting off all of your emotions, not thinking about what you want, what you need, or how you feel about anything, but instead looking at what the situation needs and calls for, and then you're going to do it, no questions asked. So you need to tap into the different side of that Cancer energy, but for yourself. So you need to care more about your emotions. You need to tap into your emotions, asking yourself, are these people nurturing me or are they depleting me? Am I taking responsibility for everyone around me, or am I actually in tune with what feels good and what feels safe to me? So there's a lot that goes into it, but just understand that your North Node is not something surface level. It is not telling you to give yourself up to anybody or to become the servant of somebody. If you have something that is coming up for you right now with your own North Node, once you've looked it up, just write it in the comments. Tell me what is coming up for you around your North Node. I want to talk about the emotions, the thoughts that are coming up, because a lot of times they're not rooted in truth, but in trauma, and they're rooted in this fear. And I had this with a client. She was asking me about her North Node in Aries in the seventh house. And oh no, it was a girl on TikTok. Exactly. Yeah, I did a video on this because a girl was commenting on a video on TikTok, and she's like, I have my North Node in Aries in the seventh house. And she's like, so I should start looking for my husband first before I do anything else. And I was like, no, the fuck you don't. That is exactly the opposite of what you're supposed to do. Because with a North Node in Aries, that is what you're used to. So you can see how your subconscious is actively telling you the opposite of what you're supposed to do. Your subconscious is running back to your South Node and is like, that is the safe space, so I'm going to give you the answer that you want to hear, that's based on survival and just comfort zone. So she told that, she wrote that, and I was like, that is the exact opposite. Because as Aries North Node, you need to become an individual first. You need to leave behind the good girl. You need to learn how to say no. You need to set boundaries. You're not meant to give yourself up to anybody, especially with like becoming husband and wife. I wouldn't recommend that, especially if you don't know yourself. If you're someone who is maybe codependent or lacks boundaries or doesn't really know who they are, as an Aries North Node, And yes, it's in the seventh house, but still, that is the house of relationships. So especially in the house of relationships, you need to learn to become independent. You need to learn how to become your own person with your own boundaries, with your own opinions. And that is what I mean by that, because we're so used to our south node and the survival mechanisms that we built up and that we think are going to get us where we want to go, when it's the exact opposite. So just look at your north node, download my free north node playbook, where I go into all of the 12th north nodes in their sign and in their house, so you can get an understanding of this energy, and just write in the comments whatever is coming up for you. But know that your north node is the shortcut to having it all. Once you lean into this energy, once you deeply understand it and embody it, this is the shortcut to becoming who you want to be and becoming the version of yourself that has it all. So this is your first step in really creating the version of yourself that you can't stop daydreaming about. This was the second episode of our beautiful season. We're going to dive into some other juicy secrets next. There's your moon sign. There's your south node. There's so much awaiting you. There's the way that you make money based on your chart. I have so much planned, so many exciting things that are going to come up for you. Just enjoy it. Use this week to really tap into your north node. And I will see you for the next episode. Bye.